Craig, that first period, really the first two periods were so dominant. Do you think there was a carryover effect from what happened at the end of Game 5?
Well, we talked about bringing that momentum from the third period of Game 5, and I think that the guys did, you know. We mentioned it yesterday, talked today again about it. So, you know, I think that's they carried the momentum over to this game, and they had good energy and, you know, played hard. You know, just it's a hard game out there.
Did that first shift, though, I mean, obviously scoring on it, but did that just really set the tone for everybody
else?
Yeah,
it went, you know, I thought that Shen's line carried over from the last game. Got it in, worked, just got pucks to the net and battled around there and got a goal.
What has gotten into Jaden Schwartz and how happy are you for him?
Yeah, well, we're all happy for him. He's an important player. You know, sometimes it just pucks just don't go in. It's not from a lack of chances, but I think that he ramped his game up the last couple games. I think that, you know, getting to the gritty areas a little bit more. And, you know, he was rewarded tonight with a hat trick, obviously a big goal last game, being around the net.
Craig, normally because every playoff team is so good, there are ebbs and flows to a game. This game, you guys really took it to him. If you could script out a game, how close is this to what you would want?
Well, that's pretty good. I mean, it got a little tighter than we wanted, that's for sure. I'll tell you that. But, you know, 50 minutes or more, we were pretty dominant.
You've had Schwartz and Shen play together before, but what makes the two of them click together like they do?
Well, I think they have, they're, you know, good chemistry together. They know each other well. They've known each other for, you know, since they were young. You know, they're just friends and they're, you know, tight. And they get on the ice and they have good chemistry together. That's they want to play together, you know. I think wanting to play together, and they're both workers and they get in there and they work together, you know. And it's important they have, you know, a couple guys that are, you know, working together on the ice all the time. And they do that.
Binnington faced a lot in the series on the ice and off with the Twitter stuff. He gets run over by Shifley at the start of the game, the chants, the booing. What did he show you in terms of just staying with it and staying composed?
Yeah, that's it, composed. He's been composed for quite some time, you know, mentally never, you know, getting out of character, you know. Just even keeled, just like our team. You know, that's what we talk about all the time, staying even keeled. Ups and downs are going to happen, and stay with it. And he's done that. That's exactly what he's done.
What's one thing that this series showed you about your team that you like a lot more about your team now, having watched it through a playoff series?
Well, I don't know. I think that they're a relentless bunch. I think they, you know, they don't quit. Just keep going. They're a tight group in there. They really play for each other. We talk about working and playing for each other on the ice all the time, and that's what they do. All right, thanks.
Defensively, to limit a team like that to six shots through two periods, I mean, and especially shutting down that top line, how did that happen?
Well, five guys on the ice who was out there at the time just, you know, working together to do a good job. You know, you got to have tight gaps, and your forwards have to reload, which we did fantastic job tonight. Back checking, and the D have tight gaps. There's nowhere to go. It's tight, and it's frustrating for the other team.
Craig, you mentioned it at the end of the regular season, just how proud of you were of this group from where they were and to where they finished, and now to keep adding to this just adds to how proud you are of
what they're
accomplishing.
Yeah, we all have a goal in mind, and, you know, we got through one part of it, you know, basically. You know, we wanted to get into playoffs, which we did, and, you know, we ended up beating a real good hockey team over there, Winnipeg Jets, and now we're moving on, and we'll move on to the next opponent, and that's where we're at right now.
Craig, even though you'd had success there, how important was it to get Game 6 here and avoid Game 7 there?
Well, it's really important. I mean, to go back there, that's a tough building to play in. We played well there, though, but it's a tough building to play in, and you know, it's not something you want to mess with. But I think, like I said, guys really carried the momentum over from Game 5, and you know, we ended up fortunately winning the game here at home.
You're going to get a few days now here as you wait for that other series to wrap up. Is that a good thing or a bad thing for you?
I mean, it is what it is. Make the best of it. Do what you have to do. Guys can heal up a little bit. You got to stay focused. You got to, you know, practice and do the right things. But it is what it is. So to say it's a good thing or a bad thing, it is what it is. So you just deal with it and be prepared. That's all.